Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio and the social media Help Not Hype show with the fantabulous Janice Clark. And yeah, I know it's a made-up word, but that's okay because, you know, it's the best word I can think of to describe Janice and the great stuff that she shares here on the social media Help Not Hype show. And I'm excited about today's conversation because we're talking about client conversion. And I'm sure you and me and everyone else out there, it's something that we struggle with. And so I'm really excited to share what Janice has to share, because who better to learn from than the woman behind Social Media Help Not Hype and BizMSolutions.com. So before we start, I just want to say thank you to our show sponsors today, Best-Life-Solutions.com. and Safety First Bags. I encourage you to go visit Dana D'Orsi at best-life-solutions.com. She has some fabulous free programs that she is offering, and I highly encourage you to reach out to her. She's got some great information that she is sharing. And if you go to wordofmomradio.com/our-show-sponsors/MMM, you'll meet everyone in our Mompreneur Marketplace. So let's get to Janice Clark and social media Help Not Hype. So hey there, Janice. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, Dory. Happy Tuesday. How are you doing this morning?
I am awesome, you know, just getting ready to get the day going with this show and excited to hear what you have to share. Have my pen and pad ready.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know, this is another one of those questions that I get very often. You know, how do I convert my prospects into actual clients? How do I get people to actually take out their wallet and pay me? And you know, I could, this is another topic I could talk about for a very long time. We could do an all-day show. But I wanted to focus on a few very specific. Everyone tends to want to jump into the end of the process. They want a landing page up. They want to start blasting out promotions. But there's a lot of things that have to be done in order for you to actually bring in a client using social media, well, using any avenue these days, to be perfectly honest with you. And there are some things that I see people doing quite often that are actually turning prospective clients away. And I wanted to start by sharing just a few of the things that I see. The most common things I literally see on a daily basis that people are doing, they don't realize they're doing it, and it's turning potential clients off. The first thing that I see from people is that they're so busy pushing for the sale, they forget to find out what their prospects really want to buy. You know, so often I see people who start up a business and they get in this mentality of selling. And they're pushing people to a contact page, they're pushing people to a buy it now page, or, you know, they're treating social media like their own personal advertising platform. And that's not what all this is about. You know, before the actual selling begins, you've really got to sit back and you've got to find out who your target audience is and pay some attention to what they want. So many people think they know what their audience wants. They have a weight loss product, so they say, oh, well, you know, my clients are, you know, women and, you know, they want to lose weight. Well, that's a nice general idea, but you need to go a little deeper than that. You need to really find out, you know, what product you're selling. You know, is it something, you know, very often people do resale these days. And some really fabulous products out there that you can resell or do affiliate programs with, but you really need to have a full understanding of that product and who might potentially buy that product. It's just not enough to say anyone who wants to lose weight and start blasting out, you know, promotions about, you know, click here if you want to lose 10 pounds. Every post that you put in the stream and social media, every piece of content you put out is in competition with a million other pieces of content, literally. You have to really understand your audience, what they're looking for, what their pain points are, and talk to them. So don't be so busy pushing for the sale that you really forget to take a step back and pay attention to your audience. It happens all the time, and unfortunately, it happens with most of the people who come to me initially. They want to sell, But there's information you need to gather before you can really start that sales process. Another thing I see very commonly that people are doing to turn prospects away is their site doesn't really tell people what they do. Or worse yet, possibly they don't even have a website. I still see a lot of people who say, oh, I'll just put up a Facebook page, or I'm going to start in social media, and if this works out, well, then I'll build a website, and that's just not how it works. Or they put up, a templated site. Or if they're reselling someone else's products, it could be, there are a lot of companies who will put a site up for you. That's never as good as putting up your own valuable, keyword-rich site that's going to connect with your target audience. I think I've told this story on the show before, but I want to tell it again because it's just a prime example of what I see happening so often. I saw a lady, and this is not someone I interacted with. I saw a lady on Google Plus several months ago, and she was openly complaining, just very negative, that social media did not work for sales. You could not make a sale using social media. She had been doing this for a very long time and had never made one single sale in social media. And she shared that she was an author, and she had never sold anything with social media. So it was kind of a negative post, not a post that was questioning or commenting. It was really very negative. And just out of curiosity, I had 2 minutes to spare, and just out of curiosity, I went back and looked at her profile, and it said she was an author, but that's about all it said. And there was no website, and there was no way to find any more information out about her. I have no idea if she was a ghostwriter, if she sold books, if she was a blogger, I don't know what she did. She said she was an author. She was a writer. I have no idea what she did, how I could use her services, how I could pay her for her services, what type of services she offered, where I could learn more about her. None of that was listed in her profile. And yet she was openly complaining that she had never made a single sale in social media. It doesn't work like that. You have got to tell people, you've got to give people your story. You've got to share with them what you're doing, why you're doing it. Your information needs to be very clear. What you have to offer, how it's going to benefit your target audience, and what people need to do next. Do they click a link to buy now? Do they contact you for a proposal on what you're offering? I can't give you a specific, here's what you should put in your profiles, but I can tell you that if people get to your profile and they have no idea what to do next or even what you do, they're going to keep moving on no matter how much they like you. Coupled with the fact that this lady's post was really nasty and negative, I wouldn't have hired her based upon the posts I saw. I didn't have a profile to see several posts just like that about different things. Attitude counts. That goes in towards familiarity and credibility and liking, the feeling of liking the other person. So, pay attention to, when was the last time you looked at your website? When was the last time you looked at your profiles online? Very often we put up these things and we walk away from them. you think you know what's up there. You think you've been clear. But if you haven't looked at your website, your about page, your contact page, your home page, if you haven't looked at your social profiles this quarter, I encourage you to stop doing about face and go back and take a look at them. Do they answer the questions that a potential buyer would be asking? What does this person do? Why are they doing it? Why should I hire this person? How could this person help me? How would this benefit me? And what should I do if I want to contact this person? Where can I go for additional information? Can I go to a website? Can I go to a social media site? Can I contact them? Can I see some of their work online? Do they have a portfolio? Lots of things like that. You need to make sure you're being very, very clear. Again, not only is your content in competition with a million other people, with a million other people online, other people who are clear about what they have to offer, other people who are clear about their target audience, who have good products to sell, or, unfortunately, people who simply know how to talk to the general public, and they may not have a great product. Maybe your product is better. Maybe your services are so much better. But if you can't communicate that to a potential buyer, then you're not going to sell. I spoke with a lady about 2 weeks ago who tells me, look, I have a great product. Why should I get out there and try to market it? Everybody wants what I have to offer. Yes, I know. I'll pause for a moment while you, you laugh, because that's what I did.
I'm sorry. There you go. You know, you are just so wonderful that everybody should just buy osmosis.
That is exactly what she said. I have a great product. Everybody wants this. Everybody needs this. Why should I go out of my way to pay money and spend time marketing this when it's so fabulous and everyone wants it? Yes, someone really did say that to me. She really did. She very honestly believed, and I had to burst her bubble. She very honestly believed that, and what she had was good. Don't get me wrong. She was right. What she had was good. But you have to go out and tell the world. You've got to share this with someone, and you've got to make it clear, and you've got to make sure that they understand the value. You have to create value around what you have to offer. And she didn't feel that that was necessary. And I don't know that I will work with them, because I'm not sure when we left the call that she still felt that it was necessary for her to do any, spend any money or take any time when she had something valuable. You know, if you build it, they
never,
don't necessarily come.
She never heard that bit of sage wisdom that you have to spend money to make money.
You know what, Dori? Unfortunately, that is something that most people do not believe or do not want to believe these days. It is, and I see it in unfortunately, lots and lots of people. They think that the internet created a lot of misconceptions. You know, it made things a lot easier. You know, in the olden days before the internet, if you wanted to build a business, you had to come up with a plan and get a business plan together, and you had to go to the bank, and you had to, you know, take out a loan, which is a very long process, and you had to find properties, and you had to find product, and you had to pretty buy property, buy all this product, fully stock the store, hire people, put up signs, and you spent thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, depending upon the business, all before you were ever able to invite the first customer through the door. The internet made things a lot easier. It allowed anyone to go out and create a quick website, these days especially a nice little quick website, and start you know, putting products out there. You can actually sell physical products these days, and you don't pay for them until somebody buys one, and you can have it auto-shipped to them. Things have gotten really easy. Social media accounts, you know, you can get a free Twitter account, a free Facebook account, a free Google Plus account to start marketing your business. And people have come to expect that it's not going to cost them anything to market their business. And if it does cost them anything, it's not good. You know, they don't want to pay for anything. And that's not how this works. You really do have to spend money, and you really do have to invest in yourself. You know, it doesn't have to be a horrible amount of money, again, depending upon what you have to offer, because some of our clients do come to us with ideas that need a lot of financial investment up front for whatever it happens to be that they're doing. Others come to us, and they can start off with a very tiny budget, again, depending upon what they're doing, what they want to offer. It's not really, really isn't. So you've got to invest the time. Time is money. You've got to invest the money in a website. You've got to invest the time in either hiring, you can either hire a copywriter, and then you've still got to review the work and make sure that you're being very clear about who you're talking to and what pain points you're addressing and how you can help make their lives easier and what you can offer them, what you can do for them. Or you can sit down and write it yourself, but either way, time is money. And you've really got to pay attention to these things, or you're not going to convert your first client. So if your website, or you don't have a website, and your social media accounts are just sell, that's not going to convert anyone. It's actually going to push people away from you. It's actually going to make people take one look at you and block you, or block you on their other sites, or worse yet, tell somebody else, oh, you don't want anything to do with that person, because all you hear from them is promote, and they don't share any value, and I just, you know, you don't want anything to do with them. You're really going to be turning people off.
Well,
another thing,
you know,
it's
funny. One of the things that I always heard, and somebody had said to me a long time ago, is no matter what you offer, no matter what service, product, whatever, you are still looking, people are coming, going, what's in it for me? What is in it for me to buy your product, to use your service? And that's why addressing their pain points, proving the what's in it for them, is what it's all about.
You know, don't be offended. You have to sit down and you have to give yourself and your business an honest evaluation. I have people who come to us for social media strategies, and one question I ask in the discovery process, I have a lot of questions I ask, and we really dig into their goals and what they're looking to do. One question I ask is, so why should I buy from you? Why shouldn't I go to your competitor and buy from them? What's in it for me? What makes you so great? About probably 20% of the people I ask that question, most of them don't have a ready answer. I'd say 90% don't have a ready answer. They have to really sit and think about it, which is fine. That's part of the discovery process. But about 20% actually get offended when I ask. They are, and your business is your baby. You know, especially if you have been putting a lot of time and attention into this, it really becomes your child, and you're nurturing it, and you're taking care of it, and you're growing it. And sometimes it's like being told your child is ugly. You know, you get so close to this that you really get offended when people don't immediately see the same value that you see. And you have to remember that you've been living with this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're the one who's been walking the floor with it. You're the one who's been planning and dreaming and agonizing. No one else sees the value that you see yet. You have got to why they should buy from you. What makes you so special? Again, the weight loss product. I see, you know, gosh, just type in weight loss on Twitter. See what comes up. It's horrible. I'm sure there's some good weight loss products out there. But so many of them, one sounds like the next one, you know. Click here, lose weight. Click here, lose 40 pounds. And it's filled with fake testimonials and promises that we all know aren't real. Even if you buy, you know when you buy, they're not real. You don't want to just sound like everybody else. Don't just start promoting. Think about who your audience is. If you're serious about this business, really think about who your audience is. Think about what's keeping them up at night. And put some time and put some thought into it. Do some research online and see what people are saying before you start selling this product. See what people are asking. See what people's concerns are. Spend some time on it. Pay some attention to it. The more you can address their pain point, the more you can address their concerns, the more problems you can solve, the better off your business is going to be. But you've got to put some time into it. You've got to put some effort into it. And that brings me to my next point, which is buzzwords. They're quick, they're easy, but everybody's using them. For whatever industry you happen to be in, you're going to see tons of buzzwords. Do a search online. Before you put out your first promotional post, do a search online and see what other people are saying. Do what your competition wants, and you're the one who's going to make the sale. If you're posting the same old stuff they're posting, absolutely nothing is going to happen. I'm an affiliate for several different things online. And one of my programs came through the other day, and they're launching something new, and they sent me a whole list of tweets to send out. And I rewrote every single one of them because I did a quick search, and they have a million other affiliates, and they're all using those exact same tweets. A million other people. Okay, maybe not a million. I'm throwing that word around a lot today. But I would say they've got at least 5,000 affiliates out there. The Twitter feeds, the Facebook feeds were full already of these exact posts over and over and over again. And I rewrote all of mine to make them sound much more natural, conversational, questioning, valuable, because I didn't want to sound just like everyone else. And I've got a couple of sales in off of it. It's a fairly good sized product. So that's wonderful for me. But I took the time, and I did a little research, and I looked around, and then I rewrote, and it did pay off. So you've got to put the time in. Don't just use buzzwords like, you know, lose 40 pounds today and connect with your target audience and, the types of posts that you see all the time. And when you look at it, it looks like somebody's trying to sell you something. Don't look like you're trying to sell them something. Try to offer them something. Try to solve their problems. Don't try to sell them something. Try to solve their problems. Provide value. You are going to get sales. Lack of familiarity and trust. This is another thing I see that people do that are putting off prospective clients. Everybody gets excited about their new business, and they jump in, and they start promoting online, and nothing happens in the first month, and so they kind of let it go. Life gets in the way. It's time for vacations, back to school, holidays are coming up, and they kind of let it fall by the wayside, and, you know, they jump back into it later, and they do it for a few weeks, but they don't get any sales, so something else comes up, and they just kind of fall away, and, you know, I had another person. Unfortunately, I've had a few of these people over the years, but one person in particular, again, I spoke with them about a strategy, and they were very angry because they said they'd already tried social media, and it just wasn't working for them. They never got any hits, and nobody ever came to their website, and I looked them up online, and they hadn't made a tweet in something like 6 months. It doesn't work that way. You, if you're going to be networking, if you're going to be out among your target audience, you need to be there. You need to be there consistently, and you need to be talking, and you need to be sharing value. You need to be talking back to people. You've got to be interactive. Otherwise, people come to your social sites, and you haven't been posting. They come to your website, and nothing new is happening, and they just assume that you've dropped off the face of the planet, and they go away. Can't buy if they're turned off the minute I see you, the minute they see you. The minute I see you, too, I won't buy from you either. Some things you should do in order to convert from prospects into clients. I had someone who shared with me some time ago. She said, you know, when you're addressing an issue, people want to know what to do immediately. They don't want to know all this other stuff. Why do you take the time to keep going back and saying, you need a website, you need a profile? She said, nobody wants to hear that. We want to know the nitty-gritty hard stuff, how you're going to make it work. Well, here's the problem. The nitty-gritty hard stuff doesn't work unless you have a nice website and good content and your profile set up and your social media sites are in place. And all too often I see that those basics have not been done. If you don't start at the beginning where you're supposed to start, you can't just jump into the middle of this life and keep going. I heard a joke one time. The minister of our church told us, he said that church had hired a young minister. And the minister gets up and he preaches a sermon, and everybody says, oh, that was wonderful, and they go home that Sunday. And the next Sunday he comes back in and he gets up and he gives the exact same sermon word for word. And no one wanted to say anything. They didn't want to embarrass him, so they went home. And third Sunday he comes in and he gets up and he gives the exact same sermon word for word. So at that point the deacons pulled him aside and they said, oh, gosh, you know, we don't want to embarrass you, but do you realize you keep repeating the same sermon every? He says, yes, and when you start listening to this one, I'll give you another one. That's why I keep saying you got to have a website. You got to pay attention to your profile online. Go back today and spend a few minutes and just read it again. Every quarter, you need to go back, put it on your plan to just review. You would be surprised at the small tweaks I make. I made a small tweak just a few days ago to my LinkedIn profile. I read it, and this quarter I looked at it and thought, maybe I'm not being real clear here. And I added something to it. Pay attention. These are all the basics. You have to do them before you jump in and start selling. So what you should do, again, you got to have a quality website, and it's got to explain clearly what you do. Tell your prospects what you do. Give them contact information. Tell them to connect with you. Give them a buy it now button. I go to websites that sell products, and I can't figure out how I'm supposed to make a purchase. It happens all the time. It happens all the time, guys. You would be surprised. You would be shocked if you see some of the things I see on a regular basis. Buy buttons that don't work. When was the last time you tested your buy buttons? When was the last time you personally tested your contact form? Thought about doing that this quarter? Because I recommend doing it every single quarter. Technology fails. Things go wrong. And chances are, if someone clicks that button, it doesn't work, they're going to wander off. They may not tell you. You may never know. And you've lost a sale without ever realizing that technology has simply failed you. Listen to your target audience. Don't assume you know what they want. People assume all the time, oh, I know my audience. I know what they want. What type of research have you done? None. How did you find your demographics? Well, I'm just thinking that's who's buying from me. Have you paid attention to your Facebook page insights to see? They offer a wonderful insight about the ages and sex of your target audience, where they're located. Spend a little time in there. Pay close attention. Insights across all your social media sites. Google Analytics. It can give you a lot of information about who your target audience really is. And once you start seeing who's really paying attention to you, that's when you can start customizing your content, researching more closely towards them, paying attention to their pain points. Have an email list. Most businesses who come to me do not have an email list. Your email list is where most conversions happen. Most people don't, depending upon the product, again, this varies, because if you have a relatively inexpensive, easy-to-understand, simple product, you might get some sales with social media. However, most of the time, it's your mailing list that converts. Social media is a layer. It helps with credibility, familiarity. It builds a level of trust. It helps you bring people into your mailing list to develop a deeper relationship with them, but it's your mailing list that really converts. And this is one of those steps that so many entrepreneurs just don't want to take. They don't want to do it. It takes time, it takes money, it takes attention, and they just don't want to do it. Or they don't want to send out a monthly newsletter, or they just don't want to do any of these steps. You don't get to pick and choose what you want to do if you have a business. You think you do, but you don't. Not really if you want to make money in that business. You need to have a mailing list, and you need to be building your email list. You need to be social. You need to be social. You need to develop that familiarity and that credibility and that level of trust. You need to be consistent. Consistent in everything. Consistent across your social media sites. Consistent in your promotion. Consistent with your newsletters. You need to be out there consistently all the time. Takes most small business owners, when they're doing everything right, takes most small business owners 2 years to really start seeing sales on a regular basis through their online efforts these days. You have to be consistent, and you can't do it for a while and then drop it for a while, and your business can't be a hobby. It has to be your business, and it has to be your job. You need to always be evaluating. Don't rest on your laurels. How good is your content? How good is your website? How good are your profiles? Do you have a landing page up that sells? Landing pages can be very important, again, depending upon the type of product and service you have to offer. But landing pages can be exceptionally important. Ask for the sale. And this is the part that verbally or online or in your profile, it's perfectly acceptable sometime to say, are you ready to buy now? Think about what you have to sell. Think about your target audience. Think about how you're going to word it, by all means. But ask for the sale. You don't want to get in the habit of just giving out tons of free information all the time and never getting anything in return. Eventually, you're going to have to say, are you ready to buy from me now? But don't be afraid to ask that. That's ultimately, all of these things together are how you're going to get more sales. And if you're doing all of this and you're still not getting more sales, go back to the always be evaluating. Why aren't you? Is your content consistent with your target audience? Are you telling people what to do? Are you building your email list? Are you sending out promotions? Do you have a good product? You might have to go all the way back to the beginning. Do you really have something that other people want? How are you differentiating yourself? Always be evaluating, and then go back and update your website and update your profiles and rewrite your promotions. Network. Build those strong strategic alliances that will refer business back to you and promote you. Put out great content that's out there working on your behalf, even when you're not working, and ask for the sale. So that's what I have for you today, Dori. Do you have any questions for me?
I'm just writing down the last of what you just said. You know, I just, it's always so interesting to me, because I find that people, you know, again, when you talk about people that say that they're not being successful in social media, and then you go back and you look at their page, and all they are doing is promoting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand how people fail to recognize the social in social media and the relationships in relationship marketing. And so, you know, it's one of the reasons that I just absolutely love your show, because you talk about it on a very consistent basis. You don't change your tune. Your tune, you may add different lyrics, but the tune stays the same in the sense of just, you know, consistently being out there, you know, and let's face it, there's nothing wrong with taking a break.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with taking a few days off. There's nothing wrong with taking a vacation. If anything, people wonder where you are. But people
sure.
can only wonder where you are if you are consistently conversing with them.
That's right.
And taking that time. And
you know,
so
that's what automation tools are for. So you can still schedule some good content going out. And nobody minds if you take a week vacation and you're gone. Sometimes we all need a mental break, and that's just fine. But, you know, you don't want to disappear for 6 months.
No. You know, but I have to laugh. I really, truly do. It's those little things that, you know, we hate to burst your bubble. If you want to have a business, you are going to have to spend some kind of money. You know, and yes, you can start out small. You can say, okay, fine, you know, and let your things build. But if you're not building, if you're just going to start out small and stay small and then wonder why you're not getting big, there's your answer.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. You have to be growing. You have to be moving.
Well, great show as always. What is coming up in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, we're going to carry this. We're going to carry this particular topic a little bit further, and we're going to talk about creating partnerships that are going to do the selling for you. So we're going to talk a little bit about what those are, what those look like, how to get them started, and how to nurture them.
Awesome. I'm
all in selling. We all need more sales, so let's make it happen.
I love this. All right. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in today to Social Media Health Not Hype. I really encourage you to reach out to Janice Clark. Go to bizmsolutions.com. Send her your feedback, your comments, your questions. You know, I really do. I would really encourage you to reach out to Janice. She is the real deal. She really, truly is, you know. And as always, absolutely loved today's conversation. Thursday on the Mompreneur Model, we have the Mommyhood Project I am sharing. And I don't have my notes in front of me because our connection was bad. I had to go into a different room. And I believe it's Courtney Gavner, but I may have her last name wrong. But it's the Mommyhood Project. And it's really a wonderful blog and a wonderful place that Courtney has been sharing her story, and it just really compelled me. I met her on Twitter. So those of you who say social media doesn't work, you know, you're just not doing it right, I'm telling you. And I cannot wait to share her on Thursday. And then next week we have, you know, August is starting off with a bang with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem, and then Kaz Winters on Wednesday with the Sneaky Mom, and she's going to be talking about that I Can Do attitude that will inspire your children. And we just have great shows coming up, and I'm so honored that you guys spend your time with us and share with us. And Janice, thank you again for another fabulous conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So for all of you tuning in, thanks a lot. We'll be here on Thursday. And until then, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.